To Catch a King. Anna Kay reviews Charles Spencer's book about the hunt for King Charles II during the English Civil War of the 17th century. Charles Spencer's latest book, To Catch a King, tells us the story of the hunt for King Charles II in the 6 weeks after his resounding defeat at the Battle of Worcester in September 1651. And what a story it is! After his father was executed by the Parliamentarians in 1649, the young Charles II sacrificed one of the very principles his father had died for and did a deal with the Scots, thereby accepting Presbyterianism as the national religion in return for being crowned King of Scots. His arrival in Edinburgh prompted the English parliamentary army to invade Scotland in a preemptive strike. This was followed by a Scottish invasion of England. The two sides finally faced one another at Worcester in the west of England in 1651. After being comprehensively defeated on the meadows outside the city by the Parliamentarian army, the 21-year-old king found himself the subject of a national manhunt, with a huge sum offered for his capture. Over the following 6 weeks, he managed, through a series of heart-poundingly close escapes, to evade the Parliamentarians before seeking refuge in France. For the next 9 years, the penniless and defeated Charles wandered around Europe with only a small group of loyal supporters.